AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Well, in a rare turn of events, there is an upcoming big Nintendo game coming out this week that one of us is excited for, but one of us isn't.
Yeah, it's true. We're talking about Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment.
Yeah.
And we're actually split on our feelings about this game, where one of us is really excited for it and getting it day one, and the other is just kind of having trouble getting there with this game.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty rare. This rarely happens. Usually we're both like really in on the big next Nintendo game.
I'm the one who's struggling with the hype, and it feels crazy to say because I played the Hyrule Warriors games and enjoyed them. I got Dragon Drive day one. I got Welcome Tour day one.
Yeah.
For
you
whatever.
Love, you know, Tears of the Kingdom, Breath of the Wild.
Right.
That's one of your favorite games of all
love
time.
I love Musou games. So I think we want to just explore kind of how we're both feeling about this game and maybe dig at some of the undercurrents of why I'm feeling this way and get a pulse for how everybody's feeling about this game.
Yeah, I do wonder if more people are going through this in their heads as well, as we've noted before. Like, it's a lot harder to just, like, drop so much money if you're not totally excited for something and totally going to play it immediately.
Right.
It's just hard to, like, spend that much money on it, you know?
Right. And this goes, for me, it goes beyond like, oh, it's November, there's a lot of games to play. It's like there's other issues at play with me. And that's something that we've learned as we do this channel, is like whenever one of us has a feeling about something, it's never us alone who has that.
So
there's always people out there who are like, oh yeah, you've kind of touched upon something that I've been feeling as well. So it's good to get it out into the world so we can have this conversation.
Exactly. So I am pretty excited for this game. I've been excited day one. I was sort of in with the previous iteration of this, which is Age of Calamity. And that was a game that really took me by surprise. I usually don't play these types of games. I was not, you know, the diehard Dynasty Warriors fan that you were. I was really playing it because I liked Zelda and I wanted to do more like Breath of the Wild Zelda things. That was really the only reason why I even picked up Age of Calamity. But the game surprised me in the way that, you know, it told a much deeper story. It was able to give you more background into the different characters in the Zelda universe. So I actually was pleasantly surprised by that. And so that's what my expectations are for Age of Imprisonment. And I think maybe that's why I'm a little bit more excited for it than you are, because I'm kind of playing it not for like, oh my gosh, I'm a huge Musou games like super fan. I'm really playing it because I just want like a Zelda story wrapped in a Musou package, you know? So that's probably one of the main reasons where we kind of have diverging paths,
sure,
I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know a lot of people do appreciate these games for the story, and I know people were not always thrilled with the way that the story was delivered in Tears of the Kingdom. I know you famously talk about how Link was just this expressionless character having these flashbacks as these, you know, crazy things continued to happen, and they would cut back to him just
completely stone-faced.
So, yeah, that will be an interesting thing to see, kind of how it works. I know you're excited to have kind of Zelda at the forefront of this game.
I am.
Yeah, that's fair. It is interesting that, you know, we haven't really had a mention of Link at all. And I was like, wait a minute.
I know.
Is Link in this game or not? And I did a search and, you know, there's, I have to imagine Link will be unlockable.
Character.
They always have a lot of like unlockable bonus characters that you can get.
But certainly doesn't seem to be like a character they're showcasing.
Right.
For
and I don't want to be that guy who's like, I won't play it if Link's not in it, because
that's not really
how I feel. But it is unusual to not even have Link in any of the visuals
or the
materials. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say the cover art is very Zelda and sort of the Zona and like Queen Sonya. In Rauru, like that's the focus characters.
Right.
Yeah.
That is one of the issues that I do have with it, though, is the roster of characters. It's like once you get past, Zelda, Sonya, Rauru, Minoru, it does start to get a little anonymous from there. There's all the sages who have the masks on their face. Like, can you name all of these characters?
Like, I cannot name.
It's like, yeah, like I think the other Hyrule Warriors games were able to be. They had a bit more fun with the lineup of the characters, and they would have some deeper cuts and like, oh yeah, so I finally get to play as so-and-so. Like, this game doesn't really give me that feeling.
What about the Three Musketeers Korok?
The Three Musketeers Korok. Like, we did go play this demo, and I did actually like the gameplay of each of the different characters.
Yes.
They felt really different. Like, you could get the Zonai devices, you could do a lot of stuff with it, but I don't have that feeling of like, oh, wow, I've always wanted to play as blank, and now I'm going to get the chance to do that. Like, that's not a feeling I have with this game, but that's usually the feeling you do get because they have such a big and wide roster.
Yeah.
I have to imagine at some point you'll be playing as Ganondorf. Like, that's exciting. That sounds cool.
He's really big in this game.
He looks bigger than ever.
He looks huge in this game.
He looks bigger than ever. So let's get into some of my issues. And again, like, a lot of these are, like, issues with me. Like, I think this is going to be a very fun game. I think this will get pretty good reviews. I think people who play this are going to have a good time. But it kind of comes down to, like, the way that I'm feeling about it. And one of the big things that I struggle with this game is, like, I feel like I'm kind of done with this era of Zelda, the Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom era, which, you know, I love so much. I love those two games so much. But I just feel like there's some kind of, like, emotional point I would need to get to go back to that. And it's like, I'm just like struggling to get there where it's like, yes, I'm ready to jump back in. Like, if anything, I might want to just like keep playing Tears of the Kingdom if I wanted to keep experiencing that. How's what different?
Playing Tears of the Kingdom if you were done with the world of
Well, that's also not something I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
So I'm saying if I were to like, oh, I want to get back into it, I would probably just keep picking up where I left off in Tears of the Kingdom versus playing this. Like,
why do you think this
I just had a sense of closure with it. Where it's like, all right, we're good, and you know, the next time I experience a big Zelda game, it's going to be something
completely different.
And I realize that's going to be a long ways from now. But I mean, we've been in this era of Zelda since
2016.
Well, the game came out in 2017, but we've been hearing about that game for like a decade. You know, Breath of the Wild, that style of Zelda game has been the thing for Zelda for
over a decade.
And I think it would be a great game. I think it'd be fun. It's just like, it's just not something that I am eager to revisit at the moment.
So you feel like after Tears of the Kingdom, you sort of mentally close the book a bit.
Yeah, it's like, this wraps up this era of Zelda with these characters as we've known them. Let's turn the page. Uh-huh. And now it's like, well, now we're going to go back and we're going to revisit all these things. I'm just struggling to get the excitement up to do that right now.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because Breath of the Wild is
my favorite game of all time. I enjoyed
saying that you're like done with this.
Yeah, world. I enjoyed all the flashbacks to the imprisoning war. I found that stuff really interesting. But right now,
For some reason.
I don't really want to be doing that right now.
Okay.
And I can't explain much more beyond that. I just like, just don't feel like it.
Yeah, I feel the opposite. I feel like the Tears of the Kingdom storyline really left me wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you about the imprisoning war over and over again.
Right.
But they never actually tell you about the imprisoning war.
Right.
They just keep mentioning the imprisoning. Do you remember the imprisoning war? I'm like, I would love to remember. Tell me more. I would love to know how you did this. And they never really answered any of those questions. Just kept repeating the line of, do you remember the imprisoning war? And I'm like, yes, but actually no, because you never told me.
Yeah.
So could you please tell me in this game the actual story behind the imprisoning war. I would love to know.
Sure.
So that's where like it's a little bit different for me, because I think the story was so lacking in Tears of the Kingdom. The world was wonderful and so much fun, and I loved the exploration, all that stuff. But the story itself was like quite. There's some big chunks missing out of that story.
Yeah.
That I'm feeling like they're going to fill in those gaps with Age of Imprisonment, and then I can finally be like, now I get it.
Yeah.
That all makes sense. No wonder this happened in Tears of the Kingdom. Cool. And then I feel like I can close the book on this world and be like, now I'm ready to move on.
Okay.
So I kind of feel like that's what happened to me after Breath of the Wild and with Age of Calamity. It's like, had all these questions after Breath of the Wild, and then like Age of Calamity answered, because it was kind of like a prequel kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's how we got there.
Right.
That's how we got to this. So that was kind of a cool, like, companion piece,
okay,
I guess, for me.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying. Like, it has been a very long era of Zelda of the style.
Right.
So if you're done, totally fair, and
right,
and you can just be done.
I think just after like the 10 years of that, it's just a lot to ask everybody, like, let's get back into that again at the drop of a hat.
Sure.
Maybe some people will and some people won't.
Sure. Totally
the next thing that I've been feeling is just like, I haven't loved the footage of the game that they have shown in the trailers and the gameplay so far.
And even the demo that we played recently.
Specifically because so much of it has taken place in the depths.
Yeah.
And the depths for me were like by far the least favorite thing for me in Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah,
I could not get into that. As much as I could try, like, I just never felt much motivation to do stuff there, to explore that, because it was like, it's kind of a lot of, I don't want to say nothing, but certainly not as compelling as the stuff on the other two layers of the game. And it feels like the overwhelming majority of what we have seen has been these characters doing things in the depths. And I was really surprised when we went to go play the demo at the Best Buy, and that takes place in the depths, and it's just so
it's very dark
in there. It's like, oh, like, and we're on nice hardware now. We have such beautiful locations in this game. And it's like, I'm stuck in this cave.
It does make the light part of it look pretty cool.
Yeah, the lighting,
like,
was cool.
Zelda's light weapons do look pretty in the depths. So that contrast is nice. But no, I see what you're saying.
Right.
I agree with you. Like, I hate play the depths because I needed to 100% the map, obviously. And I force myself to, but it wasn't like my favorite place to be.
So
I get it.
That is probably just, you know, the limit of what they're able to show with their marketing. I'm sure there's stuff that takes place.
We've seen stuff in the daylight.
Some.
It's fine.
I'm sure there's stuff that takes place in all these different locations and will look great. But again, just based on the majority of what I have seen, it's not helping me.
They really should give you a more wider range of environments that you'll be encountering. Like, I know that there are some short, you know, cutscenes and things where you see Zelda kind of in some of those memories from Tears of the Kingdom, where it's like the ancient, you know, Hyrule, that she's like back in time, basically, and it is not underground.
Yeah, it sounds
and
great.
It looks really nice.
Yeah.
And there's like a lot of like historical aspects with the Zonai and stuff that hopefully we'll get to see, like, what that kingdom looked like.
Yeah.
Before it was
and who
destroyed.
Knows, maybe once I start to see more of that and you know, people are posting their own things, maybe I'll come around
on that.
I was like, oh, that actually looks like a more welcoming place for me to be than going back. Again, maybe this is one of the big hangups of why I don't want to go back, because like, you're making me go back to this thing in this game that I didn't like in the first place.
Right, you didn't like it.
So who knows, maybe a switch will flip in me.
Yeah,
once something will activate inside of me.
The light world.
Well,
you'll see it.
We just had daylight saving. I got no light outside. I got no light in this game. Give me a light.
You don't like the dark,
no,
I feel.
I don't.
Like, you really don't like it. So you don't like it when people close the windows in the airplane.
Don't do that.
See,
I want light.
That. You want the light.
I need the light. I want to live.
Go towards the light, please.
The last thing and the last of my issues is, I may truly be like a one, this might be a one of one situation of like, not a lot of people feel this way, but I really do like the Warriors games, the Musou games, and especially in Age of Calamity. That era of Musou games, I didn't love the direction that they were taking the gameplay. I've played Musou games since like the PS2 era, Dynasty Warriors,
like
Samurai Warriors,
fan.
A lot of those crossovers beyond just Zelda. I played a lot of these games, and it used to be like you really felt the impact of being on this big battlefield. Every hit was like, you could feel the impact of like, I am the strongest guy on here. I'm taking these people out. I'm mowing them down.
Yeah.
And something happened as time went on where it's like, you were swinging your weapon, but it's like there was nobody there. Like, you were taking them out, but there was no feeling of weight, of impact,
yeah.
of I think, power.
I think you actually mentioned this in the very first Hyrule Warrior games that we've ever had.
Yeah.
Like the one where there was a Linkle.
Yes.
Remember Linkle? Yeah, even in those very early days, you had said that.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, not a lot of people kind of understood that comment.
Because a lot of people
didn't play these games.
This is where a lot of people came in.
Like, exactly.
Listen, these Musou games were a laughing stock. Like, if you said that you liked a Musou game in 2005,
yeah.
it'd be like, you have terrible taste in video games.
No.
You're a loser.
Don't be so judgmental.
And I'm very happy that things have changed and that these have become more mainstream and more popular, because I want them to keep making these games. I want to keep playing these games. And I do feel like I got very spoiled earlier this year, because
they released
Dynasty Warriors Origins.
And it was fantastic.
Which I absolutely loved. I think it's one of the best Dynasty Warriors games that they ever made. And they completely captured this thing that I felt like they had been missing for the last several years of, you know, being an army of one on this massive battlefield. I played that on a PS5. That game's coming to the Switch. I'm curious how it's going to play on the Switch.
Yeah.
But there were more characters than ever packed onto the screen. It's like, wow, this really does feel like the big ancient battlefield that you always kind of imagine as you're playing this game of like, you can't imagine how vast this battlefield is. I'm taking out thousands of guys. And again, the power, the impact of every single strike was there. And this, in contrast to that, does feel like a step back to that other era where it's like, maybe I'll just go play some more Dynasty Warriors Origins if I want to experience something like that. That's a really big game there, and there's a lot to do there. So I don't think a lot of people feel that way in this case. I don't think a lot of people, you know, have that wide range of experience with these Musou games. But for me, that is something that I feel.
Yeah, I think that's very specific, because it is something that you have very much, like, you really like that style, and you grew up playing that style. But to your point, like, the entry point for a lot of people, like myself included, was really the Hyrule Warriors style of Musou games. So I wouldn't know better. And also, I wouldn't say that the gameplay is the main reason why I'm playing this game.
Mm.
Like, I can take it or leave it. The gameplay is fine.
Right.
It's fun.
Right.
I will agree with your criticism of, like, there's some sort of combination of, especially with the demo that we played, which is, again, it probably will only represent a very small part of the game, but from, just because this is the only thing we played so far, but from what we played, there's this combination of being in the dark and swinging your stuff around. You're not really knowing what you're hitting. It's just like darkness. So you're just like, woo! And then, like, all of a sudden the game's like 300 KOs. And you're like, okay.
All right, sure.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, again, the gameplay is not really the main driving force for me in terms of excitement for this game. I will say what I do really like about this game and how they've sort of changed it up to make this type of gameplay feel closer aligned to a Zelda game, especially Tears of the Kingdom, is like this addition of all these Zonai devices.
Yes.
I think that's actually very cool.
I agree.
And I really,
really
like that a lot. Like, the idea that you can take a Zonai device and, like, you know, light everybody on fire.
Yeah,
that was
totally
very satisfying.
Right.
That felt good to me in terms of, like, wow, look at me taking down, like, mowing down all these enemies with this, like, Zonai, like, fire thing.
Yes, I agree. That
That's
was very cool.
Yeah.
There seemed to be a lot of customization
elements
for that. So, yeah, I would put that on the pro list side of things.
Yeah, so while you don't get, like, that, I know exactly what you're talking about, because I've seen you play these games, and it is like you're this big general and you swing the big sword and like 1,000 people just like you're laying waste to all of them. At least you do have this like other kind of style where it makes you feel like, yes, I can go up against this horde and be very successful, and it's very satisfying.
Right.
So, yeah.
So those are my issues. Again, maybe you agree, maybe you don't, but it's, some of these are very specific to me. I am definitely going to be keeping a close eye on the launch, and I know you're going to be playing. We're going to be back. We're going to be talking about your first impressions once the game is finally out. I'm very open to completely flip-flopping on this and be like, I was totally wrong. Like, I'm in on this game. I can't stop playing it, but that's just how I feel right now.
Yeah. I'm going to be playing this game day one. Can't wait. We will, like you said, be back with some first impressions this week, which will be really fun. And yeah, let's see what happens with you.
Okay.
Anything can happen. Anything is possible.
I'm open.
Keep your heart and your mind open, as we say. All right. Let us know in the comments if you are planning on picking up Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment. Are you on sort of on the fence like Kit is? Or are you like all in? You're ready to go. You want to learn about the imprisoning war? Because we don't know about the imprisoning war. All right. We're wrapping this up and we'll see you guys later. Bye.